Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The payload coming up at 640, the new thing for fantasy football in all these leagues is getting someone else to determine your draft order. I think Drake May did it outside of Patriots practice. Peyton Russell and the Los Hombres relying on John Rocker.
Who?
We'll have the audio at 640 in the payload here on DFW Sports Station. Sean Sharif, Bobby Belt, Choppy out the rest of this week on vacation. You got Fan Phenom tonight at Jake's in Fort Worth. Cowboys Ravens tomorrow. We resume with our review of The Gambler on Netflix. Yesterday we covered episodes 1 and 2.
Yeah, this was 3 and 4, and there was a lot of...
And by the way, I guess we should... Let's take care of a couple housekeeping things. Number one, the text line. You said you wanted to remind people.
Oh, yes.
And the reason I'm bringing that up is because we're getting a lot of texts saying, whoa, wait for this weekend. Why are you guys spoiling this? Guys, with all due respect to your schedule, we have also a radio schedule. We're trying not to blow out the whole thing and cover 3 or 4 episodes a day. We do have to talk about it in terms of timeliness for our job, so we can't wait until you have your free weekend and then talk about it next week when the NFL season starts. So you got the warning. You kind of already know what happens. We're just going through the details. We're not spoiling the game for you.
Oh, we've left a... For those of you who are worried we're spoiling the whole thing, you're going to watch and you're going to see there's a ton in there that like we haven't talked about. We can't possibly go through everything that happens.
We're pretty detailed.
We're pretty thorough, but... You're going to find there's plenty in here that we don't have time to get to. So, yeah, but the first thing is, and we were talking about this yesterday, so some of you guys, and I'm going to use this periodic reminder, if you say in your text, if you go, oh, stop that, or oh, don't, or wait, or whatever, there are certain code words you can use sometimes that our text line will view it as though you're telling the system to stop sending messages.
Yeah.
So when you say stop, when you use that word in your text, just know you may get a message back that says, thank you, you will no longer receive messages. That is not you getting blocked by us. That is the automated system thinking you're wanting text to stop. So all you would do is just text back to it and just go start. And if you say start, then you're able to receive text again. So that's all there was to it.
That's a pretty annoying thing on our end.
It is. It's annoying. Technology's not perfect.
Stop, and then you have to text start. Just, we're letting you know you're not being shut down or blocked.
Yeah, this is why ultimately the clankers aren't going to replace us humans. You know, that's not going to happen. Yeah, so this covered mainly the 92 NFC Championship game. That was pretty much episode 3. The entire episode was just that game, pretty much. And then episode 4... Did you feel at all like they fast-forwarded through the 93 season in episode 4? I feel like it was gone pretty... They went through that pretty fast. Because they covered the Emmitt contract negotiation at the beginning and everything that went wrong. And then it was just like, oh, by the way, here we are at the Super Bowl.
Well, look. This is the delicate balance. You and KNC were complaining about, where was Steve Walt? You can't fit everything in. Otherwise, sure, you're going to have a 10-parter or 12-parter, and then people are going to complain and bitch that it's too long.
By the way, I noticed this yesterday. I found the original release because I was looking for something. The original release said it was a 10-part series, so they must have cut it down.
Yeah, I thought I had heard it was 10-part, but it begins with the missing piece, and I applied Jerry's saying here to all the Cowboys' second-round picks. All right, Jerry said you can't play football with Sunday school teachers. And waiting for that is giving yourself a handicap that is not necessary. And flawed individuals are some of Jerry Jones' greatest role models. He would come on here and tell you how flawed he is himself, and that he's a huge believer in rehab. And here you go, Charles Haley from San Francisco. But you can't play with Sunday school teachers waiting for that perfect person who's giving yourself a handicap.
Yeah, and the thing I thought was, watching this back, I was like, thank God Choppy's not here this week. And I love Chop, but Chop would have been spending the whole time, because that entire thing, Romanowski, Charles Haley, they are all telling you, like, this game was going to be won psychologically, basically. Who got in whose head? Who made the other team feel it? Who really just broke your spirit? And, of course, Chop would have gone, well, that's not even a thing.
You want to know who's going to win? Who's got the most first-round picks? There you go. Simple. There's all your psychology. Although, I think he's easing up on the leadership stuff a little bit, but I could listen to Romanowski tell stories all day
Romo's
long.
Been great in this thing.
He's an amazing interview back when he did it all the time. But Romanowski was telling the story of Charles Haley supposedly walking in to the GM's room and peeing on his desk to get out of there. Are you kidding me? And Haley goes, he also apparently took a swing at George Seifert, who he said was a micromanager. And Haley said, there's Charles, there's Charlie, and there's Chuck. Those are my three personalities, and Chuck is the absolute a-hole. Even Michael Irvin goes, there's a lot of crazy people in this documentary, but Charles, he's a special kind of crazy. So even Michael putting Charles on that upper tier.
I loved watching this, though, and hearing Jimmy talk about, they get to San Francisco, and obviously the field conditions were bad. And it was like different parts of the field were bad. And he's like, if it was this color, we knew it was bad footing. If it was over here, it was good footing. And so it talks about how Jimmy mentions, like, I walked the entire field.
Belichick.
Like, basically put his foot on every spot in the field and made notes of, all right, slick here. We got to call certain things here. Just the attention to detail was absolutely wild with that. And
but don't you think a lot of coaches do that? Mike McCarthy would go out there and walk the field.
Not that guy. He didn't do it.
Well, coaches go out and walk the fields, don't they?
Yeah, I guess I'm not used to it from the last 5 years.
I heard your first shot. I heard your first
insult. I know. I got to empty the clip. That's what it is. No, this is what stood out to me about this one, too, was you always hear this, like, we've seen these different points where the Cowboys are like, we knew we'd win the game. We were going to go after it. The 49ers all still talk like, we knew we were winning that game.
Yeah.
Like, and they almost talk about it like they didn't lose.
I know. There's a lot of people who do that in this. It made me... I screwed up the order of the game the Cowboys won and lost against San Fran because of the way Jerry Rice was talking. I was like, all right, this is the Michael Irvin Deion game. But no, the Cowboys actually win. Bill Cowher talks like that. But for the Super Bowl matchup, he's like, we're winning the game.
Yeah.
It's like, I know the Cowboys won that game.
Yeah, but then, like, and it really feels like they believe it. Yeah. And I mean, the thing that really stood out to me in that episode was just...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The NFL misses that. They really do. Just that intensity of, like, having two teams like that who were that good, that talented, hated each other, saw each other so frequently. They despised each other. And that was something. Now, one of the things they didn't get into that I wish they did, one of my favorite notes about that game is Bill Walsh was famous for, and George Seifert carried it over, and now the entire NFL does it, scripting the first 15 plays on offense. It was one of the things that they did, whether it was because they wanted to find out tendencies, calm the players down, whatever else, but a lot of it was about tendencies and how to figure out the rhythm of the game.
West Coast.
Dave Wannstedt that game, and they don't mention it, but they'll mention it on the broadcast, the original broadcast if you watch it. Dave Wannstedt that game decided, well, I'm not going to give you any tendencies. I'm scripting our first 15 defensive plays, and nobody did that in the NFL. And he was just like, I'm not going to show you anything. So right after they said that on the broadcast of Wannstedt scripted the first 15 plays today not to give away any tendencies is when they hit that touchdown to Rice, that 70-yarder down the field that then it's called back because there's a holding penalty. And that just seemed to like give the Cowboys a moment of like, whew, okay, that was close. Dodged a bullet. Let's lock in now.
And San Francisco was talking about it made me kind of bitter towards today's Cowboys where I always get the Bartolo and Carmen Policy mixed up, but which one was it?
Policy was the one who was talking in this documentary.
Carmen Policy was like, in San Francisco, our currency was winning. Lombardi trophies were the net worth. And I was like, where people here say the Cowboys are a marketing firm that also play football.
And the thing that stood out, they kept flashing back in this episode to Jerry's time at Arkansas. And that winning the national title in 1964 and being a co-captain on that team, that is the driver for hit. Like he basically says, when we won that, I felt something that I knew I had to do it again. Like I have to attach myself to it. And you get
that may be the moment to blame for him still being GM.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what I took away from it.
That's his first hit of crack.
Yeah, it's like this is my drug and now I got it.
Yep.
And that's why he needs the credit too. He was a captain on that team. He can't just be viewed as he was around it. He's got to be part of it. And he needs to feel it. The thing I took away from it, and again, there are a lot of people who will still say, oh, all he cares about is the business end of it. When he talks about the business success, he gets the smile and he winks at the camera. And he almost like, you can see him getting a little S-eaten grin on his face whenever he talks about businesses. When he talks about football success, he starts crying. Like, it's two very different. One is just like, look at me. And the other is emotional and it pulls at him and it's...
He's so romantic about it.
Yeah, that's the good word for it. It's romantic.
He can't divorce his football love and that feeling of being on that team.
Yeah, and I think that's... So they were trying to show it in the context of, as that was going on, like they're starting to do that jump back in time stuff you were talking about. They're jumping back in time, showing this in the middle of the 49ers game, and then they're fast-forwarding again of, all right, now here's Jerry on the sideline, and have that context of this is how he feels about this moment.
And he got a lot of this marketing and sizzle from his dad, who did it in the grocery store that Jerry talks on the radio station about nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Put this ladder up. Have this show. And he's like, what, to sell more bananas? That's what Jerry's saying to himself. And when he told his dad he bought the Cowboys, his dad was just like blown away by the attention. And he goes, Jerry, and this is where Jerry is going to his dad's gravesite. And he goes, you got to make it huge with sizzle. And a lot of that came from his pops in terms of glamorizing.
Yeah.
It.
And he said his parents would.
It's an NFC championship pep game rally. Imagine that today, how much you'd get destroyed.
Yeah.
But you had a pep game rally. And it wasn't just with backups and bums running out there. Emmitt Smith is running out there and everyone's getting hype. And, you know, they're sitting there saying, when we win the championship.
Yeah, it had like a high school, it had an amateur feel to it. Like, and then that's how he was viewed at the time. But like Jerry, when he talks about his mom putting the bow tie in him in the store and just like, all right, now smile at all the ladies when they walk it. And like, you can see at a very young age, Jerry was like ingrained in his head, big, flashy. That's what you do. To the point that, and I don't know if I knew this, his master's thesis at Arkansas was like marketing and football and how to turn football into a brand. Like he's thought about football differently for his entire life.
Yeah, I think he told that to Kansas.
So this was, though, as you watch the game and it goes on, I loved the quote from Jimmy. When they go for it on fourth down, they're up 24-13, which is nuts to me that anybody thought he should have kicked a field goal even back then. Like, I mean, because it's, why?
You can't lose. Because there's no two-point conversions, they can score two touchdowns, and worst case, you're tied. That's why.
They need two scoring drives either way. This one, you're done. It's three scoring drives, they're done. And there's no way they're coming back. And Jimmy had the quote there that I loved. He said, I know you got analytics and you got percentages, but let's go out there and win this damn game. Like, that's the kind of thing that Jimmy, as much as he may have looked at this aspect or that aspect, he loved the two-point conversion chart. He just was like, there's some points where you say, I don't care, kill them, take them out. And, of course, they didn't. And that's when San Francisco starts coming back. And we get the famous story about the Alvin Harper slant, which I think everybody's heard that story before. Irvin was pissed that the ball had not been thrown to the slant the entire game.
Every ball had gone to Alvin.
And so he was like, I'm going to the other side. And he's like, you go over there. And Jimmy's on the sideline going, damn it, Michael lined up in the wrong spot. We were trying to go to Michael here. And it gives you a perspective of how...
On the wet part of the field.
Yes. It's on the wet part of the field. And Aikman says he gets down underneath and he sees the coverage and he knows, okay, I got to go to Harper on this because it's a coverage we haven't seen all game. And he's thinking to himself, can I trust him? And blah. And when you think about all that's going through his head and you watch the playback and he's just doing the cadence, it's like, it's wild how fast quarterbacks have to process and what they have to go through and consider when they're up there at the line of scrimmage and why that mental aspect is so important, you know, with what we're talking about with Joe Milton and how fast the game happens for him, or what's been said about Arch Manning, which we may get into a little bit later, about how fast the game is happening around him. That's why you have to be that quick mental processor.
Episode 4 at 720 in the commercial-free expressway. This is The Gambler here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan with Sean Sharif and Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden on the back and you on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. This is going to be scary. I'm trusting Peyton because it's his Thursday segment.
Yes.
Audio of John Rocker helping Pepe get ready for his fantasy football draft. Next on 105.3 The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.